Welcome to DC. You know where you're at, the USA Cap, you're taking it.
Oh, welcome to the TQ Podcast Show.
We gonna be right back. Well, we gonna be right here. We gonna be right here.
It is your favorite host.
Welcome to DC.
Jazz, and I'm back in the studio again.
The home of Chef Brown. Oh, you don't know.
I got my good guy.
Let me break it down.
Mr. Rig, right in the building. We gonna have some fun today.
Yeah.
We been pumping crank since an embryo.
Oh yes, we are.
It's the city where the people hold the power.
How you feeling
you
today?
Nine dimes every half an hour.
I hope it's real good.
Joe is the lingo.
I hope it's real good.
So nobody rocking me.
Let's go.
Take you back to the madness hat. So how the city renamed cigarette shack. So how even the mayor had a running with crack. But we all kept it real and we
put
it
back. Know, right?
But we got those stars that spit on bars. Like BET wasn't birthed in our backyard. So our energy.
Mr. Red Grant is a DC native, so I had to do it just like this. Go act right back, right here, right here.
We ain't going nowhere.
Welcome to what?
Welcome to DC.
Oh man, there we go, man. We welcome to the T Crew Podcast Show. Man, I'm back
working
in the
hard
studio.
Over there. You working hard over there.
Once again, Mr. Red Grant has came to sit down with your girl.
Had to. You called me up. You know, you put the bat line out. You put the G in the sky. I had to come.
Yeah, because I know that you have a heart for the youth, a heart for the community.
Yeah.
A heart for teens, just as I do. So I thought this would just be a space where I would like to welcome you first. Mm-hmm. And then just to get your perspective on some things concerning mental health,
mm-hmm.
and like what we could really do to minimize like crime and the stuff that these things go through
right.
on a day to day.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm feeling your energy right now. You know, it's disturbing when we see our young people in a position where they're not winning as much as they should be. And you know, the death rate, you know, around the city is
increasing, right?
Man, and especially with young people,
right?
So we gotta give them opportunity. I was talking to one of the coaches in the gym,
mm-hmm.
and we just had a little powwow about you know how we gotta after school we gotta make places for them to come and then for them to feel safe. And you know, a lot of people have been screaming this for years, but nobody don't really listen. But these are some of the places that they have to come to learn. But radio,
yeah,
podcasting,
right.
Television, filmmaking. I mean, so many different things that's
right.
that we can turn them on that is a conglomerate of vocational education. And basically, you know, we got to start young. We can't wait till they get to 14, 15. We got to start when they're young, 5, 6, 7, 8, getting them involved,
yeah. Right. Yeah, I think that's major because then they'll have like some kind of background to kind of go off of too, because that's important when you get them that young. You get them like 7, 8, and then you have the ability to watch them grow into teenagers.
But you also giving them that key thing that they need at a young age: love, care, and respect, right?
Correct.
So, you know, you giving them that love, that care, and that respect, you know, that translates throughout their life and how they're going to treat other people.
Right.
Right? And, you know, we have an interesting community sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do with less than most people will shoot themselves in the head. Not to be so drastic, but I'm saying,
understood.
You know, we get through this with less. Mm-hmm. So we got to have more love. So you'll see, you know, when they say our community is, you know, got hate in it, nah, our community got love because we deal with so much on a daily basis and we let a lot of it roll off our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But with our young people, we can't. We got to protect them with all the might that we have. We got to tell our young men, And our true men that's out there. Everybody talking about they good men, but the good men out there got to pull up pull up to some of these recreation centers, pull up to some of these communities, and talk to these youngins and really become mentors in their lives.
Right. Because I think, because I'm what they call a rec baby. Like, I grew
Me
up.
Me too. I'm a real rec baby. I grew up in the rec. I worked at the rec.
You did work at the rec. You did.
Yeah. Ridge Road. Shout out to Ridge Road. Shout out to East Capitol.
Yeah. I worked over there too.
You already
twice.
Know.
I worked at Ridge Road twice. That's
so
crazy.
You know, that's a start, you know. Yeah. And those recreation centers and the Boys and Girls Club at the, you know, DC used to have like all the Boys and Girls Clubs. They was run by the brave men and women in uniform. So it was like, we knew the police because they was our coaches. Or they was our mentors. It wasn't like it is now where, you know, it was like there's a lot of disrespect for law enforcement. And some of the laws brought that on themselves too. But, you know, we got to get back to a point where it's community policing. Where we helping out each other and we helping the community be policed.
Right.
Properly.
I think a thing that I pay attention to now is like we don't have the foundation from like the community to check us when we're not around our parents, because it used to be back in the day, if you wanted to go somewhere and your mom gave you the permission or your father gave you the permission, and they like, well, you don't need to call us, like the whole neighborhood will look after you,
right?
Grandmothers,
everybody,
grandfathers, aunts, yeah. Uncle, you supposed to be in the house at 9 o'clock, where you going? Like, we don't have that,
and we'll get reported on. So I don't know what is, you know, don't be snitching. We've been getting snitched on by our neighbors all since I was little. He wasn't where he's supposed to be.
Right.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying that he wasn't where he's supposed to be? You know, he shouldn't be down the street messing around on the block where we know he shouldn't be messing around.
Right.
And I knew not to go there because I knew my neighbor was going to tell on me.
Yeah, I don't think it's a lot of that, like, nowadays in this generation where it's not a lot of people that we can hold accountable or allow other people to hold us accountable if something isn't right. Like, now, when I was growing up in rec, you know, my parents would say, listen to the people that work at the rec, you know, and, like, if you get in trouble, they ain't gonna call me. They can handle you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, these parents ready. These parents ready when something happens to their kid. Like, who was watching them? First of all, we not no babysitters. We gonna make sure they have fun, but we gotta.
Yeah, they gotta still have a stipulation of rules, huh? Around here. You ain't gonna be running them down all day, man, messing around.
So
but I think you gotta understand though, like, we have to also make it make people aware of what's going on. Like, when I say let them know the programs that's happening in the recreation center,
right?
You know, this area is, you know, full with great young people,
correct,
and parents who really want their kids to be doing something. Right. We got to find a way to connect all of that. I don't care if that's going door to door, putting something on a door handle. You know, we got this, we got that for our young people from this age to this age. If you know, we got this for our seniors.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To come out and be involved. Like, we, you know, to me, that group, you know, especially our seniors, you know, we do, like, on Wednesday, I do bingo with our seniors every Wednesday. And you would be amazed. You've been to some of them. So you're amazed how just those little 2 hours or that hour and a half can right. change people's lives.
Right, because I'm being amazed by seniors right now because I'm teaching them basic computer skills Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2:30.
Man.
And seniors are like, I want to do it by myself. I'm like, well, let me show you how to do it properly first.
They don't want your help.
They don't want me to help them. I thought I was supposed to be teaching y'all basic computer skills.
You'll get your young self out of here. They teaching
like,
you
they
now.
Like, we want to start all the way from the beginning. Turn the whole system off and allow us to just figure it out on our own.
I mean, we got to find a way to also bring our seniors and our young people together so they can start working together, you know, and learning from each other. That's the key, because our seniors need to learn more of what's going on here on our phones and to know. You know how to navigate through. And our youngest need to know how to navigate this world we live in. And our seniors, they don't sugarcoat nothing.
Right.
So those are the individuals you want to be around.
So what I want to ask you is, like, what are some things that you think can happen to protect the mental of the other youth and the teens while they engage in these certain activities or what they're interested in? Like, how can they be in a space where their mental is protected while they're engaging in things that they enjoy doing?
Well, you know, we got to understand where some of our mental health problems come from. You know, like when I was growing up, my mental health came probably straight out of my house, you know? And a lot of people deal with that. You know, mama yelling around the house, my dad ain't in the house, mama working two jobs, maybe three, leaving us at home sometimes. We outside by ourselves sometimes. I mean, it's a lot of things going on for us to, you know, that kids are exposed to now. And they got the internet that's training them.
Yeah.
So, you know,
everything at your fingertips now.
Everything is education. You know, everything is love. You know, we got to grab them young. And we got to give them something else to love other than being on the gram or on tech.
Yeah, because the way I like to get my teens is I like to sit down and have conversations with them about what their interest is, like what they want to see. What is something that you would like to see happen in the rec? Like, what is something that if you came here every day for 3 to 4 hours a day,
what would you want to do?
And
I'm glad you brought that up, because that plays into the whole situation with our program, like Beyond Your Block and Shoot Cameras, right? So we created, you know, Beyond Your Block, me and my wife, and we wanted to give kids a place to, that they would say, if I wanted to go somewhere outside of D.C. or inside of D.C. or outside of my block, where would I want to go? And they choose these places, White House, African American Museum, Commanders Games, whatever. We want to take them to New York. We want to expose our kids to different things. And these are the things that I think we should be funding, because these are the things that are going to expose our young people early to things and change their path.
Yeah.
And how they look at life, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and we gotta prepare them for employment.
Correct.
You know, unemployment in Ward 7 right now is up 13%. Of the national average. So when we looking at it from that perspective, you know, we 13% higher than the nation. So we gotta start training early, finding ways to employ.
Yeah, and one thing I wanna say to that is, because I often hear you say that, you know, we need to get back into having trades, having like vocational trainings just for those teens that graduate from high school, right, but they not gonna go to a 2-year school, or they not gonna go to a 4-year school,
right?
Or maybe they might not have the financial stability to make these kind of moves, because college now is a little bit more expensive than when I was at VSU. So these And then it's this thing where they're saying, like, okay, so you do 4 years in school, and then you get your degree, and then you come out from the school, and then it's hard for you to get a job in your field for what you have a degree.
Oh, yeah, that's all the time. That's all the time. You spend all that money and thinking you're going to be a doctor, you end up, you know,
you're
working somewhere else, you know, or you think you're going to be a lawyer, and you end up doing something else. And that's frustrating.
Right.
So that's why I always talk about, you know, vocational education, because it's something that helped me and my friends out when I was growing up. You know, we had opportunities. Even in D.C., like, DC recruited all their police officers, all their firemen, EMSs, straight out of high school, right? When you think about electricians, they make a lot of money. Let me talk to my young kids, my youngins out there.
Right.
Electricians make a lot of money. Plumbers make a lot of money. Roofers make a lot of money. This is something that you can't replace with AI.
Correct.
Right. I'm trying to get people on that. On
AI is crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm gonna go to work for 8 hours a day, but I'm gonna make $150 a year, $200. You know, and
that's an entirely different tax bracket, right?
Right. And that's what you want to be talking about. Yeah. You know. Oh, I want to start my own plumbing business, and I want to employ other people.
Right.
And it's other things. That's why I always talk about filmmaking. I talk about television. I talk about all of these other things that podcasting, you know, gaming.
Gaming.
Man, so much money in gaming.
Yeah.
Coding.
Coding, yeah.
You know, me and Snoop got a Madden League right now, GGL. And it's just so much energy happening in that. Look at T-Grizzly. T-Grizz making about $150,000, $200,000 a month just off gaming. He make more money off gaming than he probably make off of his, yeah. So I'm not just saying it. I'm telling you stuff that's going to not be able to be replaced easily with AI.
Yeah, and people are making a living to support their community, to support their families, to support their children.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I really believe that, you know, more and more people now, in my generation, I'm seeing them start their own businesses, really, really pursuing the life of an entrepreneur versus saying that I want to work for someone because I want to go out here and get it on my own. I want to learn these strategies and these techniques and these tactics to really go out here and make it happen, because success looks like whatever you make success look like.
Right.
It's not gonna come overnight.
So I've been in my career since I was 19, over 31 years, right? Everybody told me, you're a fool to try to do stand up comedy. Mm-hmm. And they say the same when I play football, you're a fool. They say the same when I was singing, you a fool. But at the end of the day, I've learned so much just going against the grain of what people say I should not do. So I always preach to my youngers, like, don't listen to what people talking about. My own pops had to come back and say, I'm sorry I told you not to tell jokes. I was wrong. You know, so listen to your spirit. You know, keep encouraging youngins to get as many youngins involved as possible. You know, I truly believe that youngins don't really want to be running around here killing each other.
Yeah, they don't. They want something.
It's a fear out here.
They need an outlet.
They need an outlet, and they got when you're afraid, sometimes it make you way more paranoid. So we gotta get our youngins in a place where they safe and they're comfortable.
Right.
And you know, if they got the mental health issues like most of us on a regular basis, you know, let's get them some mental health help.
You know? Like different programs. Just thinking about things that, like I said, that interest them, that they're passionate about. Because a lot of times when people have mental issues, mm-hmm. it's because it's so much going on in their mind that you can't just pinpoint one thing to say this is what it is. It's multiple
it's
things.
Multiple things.
It's multiple things
that has
things.
Gone to this that one point, and now it's locked. They like, ah, oh.
Yeah.
That's we all can be there. That's why we need to love each other. Our community got to come back like that. We got to start hugging each other, loving each other, we got to go back old school. You know, when I see my people, we got to hug. Like, I don't care who you are. Stop, speak.
Speak, right.
You know, let's start walking past each other, not even acknowledging one another that we are kings and queens from a different place. We just happen to be here.
Right. And I tell this too.
Make sure your crown is straight, on your head, right?
Yeah. Because we just had a show about this last week, Wednesday, where I asked them. I said, "Well, how from a scale of 1 to 10, right? How often is it that we do what our mind tells us versus what our heart tells us? Like, let's keep it real. Like, for me, I think I'm 50-50 with it. Like, so 50% is my mind and 50% is my heart. But a lot of times when I'm actually doing something and I'm really, really passionate about it, where it's like, I know this is what's happening, that's a spirit-led move.
It is.
So that's going to happen either way. Like, that's going to happen with my heart regardless. But it's
this day right here, or us talking to one another, what's going to happen whether we knew it or not.
Yeah.
Feel me?
And I definitely appreciate you for coming to sit down.
Shoot, that ain't nothing. That's easy work. I appreciate you.
Podcast show. I got a couple of members of the crew in here. Shout out to
see them. The youngest over there.
Zay and JV in the building.
Yeah.
I love them. And you know,
they not asking questions today.
Do y'all want to ask some questions or y'all?
Yeah, sure.
Y'all good? Zay, you good? Well, you don't want to ask no questions. You sure? All right.
That means you handling it real well.
A little backstory on them, though, is that JV wasn't even gonna, she wasn't even interested in this. She ain't know she was going, like, you know, hearing herself in the headphones.
Right.
Hearing herself on a microphone.
It's weird, though, ain't it, though? remember back, you still young, too. So back in the day, we had to record ourselves on, like, a little tape deck. Right. No, it was a tape. I can't explain it, but it was a tape, and you could record yourself on a boombox, and then listening back to yourself. I used to hate listening to my voice. I changed now. I like my voice now. Back in the day, I hated it.
So she didn't. I didn't know that she didn't all the way want to do it.
Right.
And then I was just like, let me just try. So one day I was like, look, because she would come in here, just check out what everybody else was doing, and then go do something else, come back, y'all good, yeah, we straight. Never touch the microphone, never touch the set of headphones. So I was like, well, this is what I'm gonna do. I said, let's just walk in the room and just see how you feel with sitting in the room,
right,
and not
right.
and not leaving. Yeah. And then I was like, well, to make you
That's the best way to do
like,
it.
Like, let's just throw some topics out there and see how you feel with just being in the space.
No, that.
So once we were done,
you got comfortable after that.
She was like, "Oh, this all
right." Right.
Then the following week was her first show. I said, "Uh-oh, I don't know if she gonna be nervous or, you know."
Nah, but that's good though, because you gotta be able to try it first. Sometimes, you know, I don't like onions. But my wife, every once in a while, she'll sneak an onion in my food, and I like it. It's cool. You know, shout out to my wife, Noelle. She over there.
Noelle is here. I'm so happy to see her. I feel like I haven't seen y'all since last year. So happy New Year.
Oh, happy New Year.
And all that good stuff. Yeah. More blessings to y'all.
Yeah, happy belated.
And I know your birthday is in September, right? August, yeah, so you right at the beginning of Virgo season. I knew
at the end, she at the end of it. End of the month. August 31st.
Yeah, that's a week into Virgo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You
a Virgo too?
Absolutely. That's the best sign.
My mother Virgo.
That is the best sign.
I will almost agree that is the best sign.
Number 9 means birth.
Well, I'm just saying, I would agree that the Virgos, y'all close to the top.
You Capricorn,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, well, we definitely running things, so. Though.
Capricorn, yeah, my goddaughter's a Capricorn.
You a Capricorn over there, huh? You can change.
He said he okay with being a Scorpio. But I've been having a lot of fun. I got a lot of creative freedom this time around, this season. And just to be able to come in here every day and listen to them. Because sometimes when we do a topic that I know I don't have, you know, experience in, but I know they may have experience in, I just sit back and listen to them.
Right.
Just to hear what they're going to say. Just to see where the direction is going to go. So just for me to just create this show where it's nothing but them telling their experiences, their stories, their viewpoints about what they go through, you know, family-wise, school-wise, personal life, professional life. These youngins got real, it's real life out here for them.
It is.
It's real life out here for them. And
that's why they need real mentors. Yeah. They need real people that they can go and say, look, I'm not out. They don't judge me.
Yeah.
They tell me the truth.
Right.
You know.
Help as much as we can.
Yeah. I
like
mean.
People, housing situations not all the way together. People need money to eat.
I grew up, like, I understand. See, sometimes you got to understand. When you grew up in a certain way.
Right.
And you really understand what people are going through. And you just want to show them little nicks that they can get this to this, this to that. And it all connects.
Right.
You know, when I went to Savannah State University, I had a football scholarship, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had an attitude problem. Terrible attitude problem. I couldn't stop fighting. I couldn't stop getting, I just couldn't.
Right.
Right? And I lost my football scholarship. So I always tell people, like, you know, it's really about where our emotional state is.
Yeah.
You know, can we control our emotions?
We talk about that too on the show. A lot of just being in spaces where you can be vulnerable and people not judge.
Yeah. So when you set off, are you set off to the point where you can't get back?
That's true. Like, have you reached the breaking point where it's like.
Yeah. And, you know, how do you get back once you're there? See, that's what I be wanting to tell youngins. Because I've been there.
Right.
I've been on the edge where I be like, I ain't know if I'm going to come back or not.
Right.
And sometimes you don't get that opportunity to come back.
Sometimes you don't.
That's real.
The mind is so powerful.
Yeah, it'll put you in good places. It'll put you in messed up places. Yeah. So you got to watch it.
Yeah, and I think, and I tell this to the crew too, like when all else fails, like we got to be big on prayer, I believe that. Like,
it
changes things, you know.
It do.
And then, like, when you put it in the universe, when you put it in the atmosphere, be intentional about it. And we say, hey, God, look, this ain't working. so you know, I need an answer. And what I'm learning more and more now, Red, is that we're gonna do what we can. God is going to do what we can't.
Mm.
So, but it was never designed for us to do it alone.
Nope.
He always going to put somebody in a place, in a position to say, hey, this person need help, so let me go and assist them.
Yeah.
But my heart is so, like, for these teenagers. Yeah. Which is why I created this right here, where I could teach youngins how to project their voices, teach youngins how to engineer, teach youngins how to run a sound check and do an entire show.
When you're not there, down the line, they're going to be doing it on their own.
Yeah.
And they're going to be showing somebody else.
Where I can come back and watch them, be like, oh, y'all took my job. You know what I'm saying? Like,
your job is gone.
I want to be able to, you know, just watch them progress. Like,
and we also got to tell our young people too, like, you know, UDC got a program. Yeah. Like, if you're a DC resident, you need to tap into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they need to tap into these programs at UDC. It's free program, free classes, those type of, you know, situation. And people in DC need to know about it. So the lack of knowledge of these situations is sometimes harmful to us. You know, if you knew you can get a free education, you gonna go get that free education.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it was a free education until I went back to UDC. I went to register, and nobody charged me no money.
Mm.
I was like, what? It was like, DC residents don't play. Hey.
I think that's one good thing about living in the city or being from the city or even working in the city is that DC has a lot of programs.
We just got to market and we got to let people know about them, though.
Yeah, right.
That's the key. We got to have a system that when these programs come out, it is doo, 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 like the Amber Alert.
Like people just, it go, yeah. It go off.
Yeah, so it's a job out. Available. Doo, we need it. Right. So, yeah.
So, I would like for you to discuss to our audience, Red, about the programs that you have for the youth in the community and what you have established for the youth as well as teens, and just, you know, how you're so embedded it to your community. Because like I said in the beginning of the show, he's from D.C., y'all. So he D.C. all day long.
Southeast.
I love him.
Southeast.
I think the only disagreement we gonna have is he's a Commanders fan.
I see your little ugly star over there on your phone.
I would never. I'm just saying.
I see your ugly star over there leaning on that green thing. I don't know what the heck your problem is. You ain't never been to Dallas.
So
you ain't been to Texas.
I have been to Texas. I just haven't been. I haven't been to Arlington yet to watch a game. But I have been.
I hope your experience is terrible. Hope you go when y'all play us and we beat the dog flag off y'all.
So listen, I know some of y'all are gonna listen to this show, but it's always fun that go down on the Teen Crew Podcast show. I'ma say that again for the people in the back. It is always good times on the show. But I would like to discuss the community-based programs, the activities, everything that you have going on when it concerns the youth, the teens, and how one can be involved.
All right, so it's a couple ways. If the youngest like filmmaking and all that, they can go to Don't Shoot Guns, Shoot Cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for the summer camp. Or the in-school camps that we have.
Okay.
And that's Don't Shoot Guns, Shoot Cameras. And that program was designed to teach young people filmmaking from thought to theater. So they basically write the scripts. They shoot the scripts, produce, direct, act in the scripts, and they edit them. And they short films, but it's all about how they feel.
Yeah.
And that's been very successful to see their thoughts coming to fruition.
Yeah.
So if you are a young teen out there, it's from 12 to 17. So even if you don't even like cameras, just come and see.
Yeah.
You know, if your homies might be rappers or artists in the area, you know, somebody need to shoot them.
Yeah.
Come learn something. Shoot them. Learn how to edit it. I'm telling you, you will be the person that everybody want to see in the city.
Yeah.
You know, be that filmmaker that everybody want to shoot their videos in the city. That's one. And then, like I told you, I program Beyond Your Block with me and my wife, Noelle. And, you know, we just taking our young people off their block and exposing them to different things. You know, it was done for me. It was a good look. When I was growing up, they taking us off our block to places like Camp Davis. And, you know, we getting a chance to see Old Man Clutch. And, I mean, just different things that we were involved with getting off our block. And it gave us the opportunity to experience other things than just being in Washington all the time.
That's great. That's definitely great. And I am familiar with both of those programs. And because I never thought that I was going to have a podcast program until I put the studio together at the headquarters. And then they were like, well, we need somebody to come and run it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, let me apply. And then
You was going to get away that?
I got the position. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, who else is they going to get
right
to do this? I'm the voice for this right here. So,
you got a great voice.
So, I mean, and then three seasons later, the first two seasons I had my same crew, some of my teams for my first two seasons. They're in college now. I've done like letters of recommendation for them, a few of them are on like full rides, and they asked me to, you know, do letters of recommendation or write a letter, you know, to get into a particular program. And then coming to this studio, I'm like, season three, how this about to look? Because I don't know who I got. Whole different mob. I have no clue.
It looks great.
As to what I'm about to do.
Thank you for having me on. It looks great.
But I got some stuff in here for them, and we talk about real life situations.
Well, I mean, I want you to keep shining, keep being that light for our community. Our youngers need it, and continue to develop their minds and watch them grow.
One more thing I want to ask before we wrap up, Mr. Red. I first of all, I love you. I love everything that you stand for.
Thank you.
Gun violence. The youth, man, just, yeah, like, I think people stealing cars out here has been like the highest thing that has happened in what, over the past like year or two?
Went up 47%.
And it's like in like, you know, different areas of the city. First, they was like, if you got this kind of car or you got that kind of car, those are the only kind of cars that they stealing. It's like, I don't think so. I think these youngins are out here stealing whatever they can get their hands on. And some of these people who are in the streets for real, they not playing. Right. So it's like, I would like for you to talk briefly a little bit about like what you think can be done as a community to kind of decrease that, you know. Oh, I want to be a thug today, so I'm going to go and I'm going to rob somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go get a weapon, and it's like they getting these 13, 14-year-olds, they getting their hands on machine guns and don't know how to properly use them, so they may even harm themselves or harm other people. Mm-hmm. So let our audience know what you got or what you think.
Well, first, let me say to all the families out there who have lost loved ones to gun violence, we pray for you. You know, people pray for me. Right. I lost family members to gun violence. And I think we all have.
Yeah.
And it's really detrimental when you know, as a young kid, 12, 13, 14, 15, with a gun in their hand. Because you know somewhere along that line that they could have probably been saved.
Yeah.
Different developments.
Right. Or
different programs.
Mm-hmm.
Organizations. And we got to pour into our young people. When I talk about vocational education, I'm dead serious about that. When I talk about, you know, programming that they love, I'm dead serious about that. Getting them younger, developing them. Yeah, keeping our hand on them.
Yeah, like different trade schools. Because
yeah,
like, I remember when high schools used to
we should have four more trade schools in D.C. Four, just strictly trade.
They still got trade schools.
But we had 12, remember?
Okay.
We got two. When this city is developing more than any time in his life.
Funding too, though. Like, I know they like to act like they don't got the money, but we know. Can we invest it into our youngins for real? Like, so they won't be in the streets.
Right, but we also got to find a better way to connect education to employment and to economic development,
right?
Which I call community development. Like, it's all about this developing our community, and we got to connect these three things. And you know, our youngins are dependent on us to connect these three things. We got to start getting our youngins jobs earlier, stipends earlier, so they won't be chasing that small money that they chase. These are the things that, you know, we do have the money. We had a $22 billion surplus. Not with a B. We got to start spending it in the right places for our youngins and just develop.
And just watching them be successful so that they
We developing buildings all around here.
Yeah, we are.
We got to develop our young people.
Condos, crazy. You paying like $2,000 a month.
We just got to develop,
Yeah.
So... But like I said, we got to leave the door before our youngest.
Yeah.
Unless them close the door.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes we can really be their only fighting chance. We shut the door on them and they
smart, man.
We think,
you know,
we think they
smart.
Might come back, but then they might not end up coming back.
Youngest is smart. We got to grab them and say, yeah, I know you smart. What you want to do?
Cause they got their hustle mentality. They gonna come.
And they ain't tripping on like how this ain't old school. They ain't trying to get like how they parents had them. They ain't trying to do that. Yeah. They trying to get the money that is out there, and it's a lot of money out there. Yeah. So we just gotta help them develop the skills so they can get to that.
Yeah.
Get to that.
Get to that, and not only just to get to it, but sustain it.
Yeah.
Where they can have it for years and years to come, like longevity.
And understand financial literacy.
Yeah. Because I'm learning that more now, too.
I learned it in my 30s.
I'm in my 30s.
And I learned it when my wife came along and said, "How is your credit?" And I didn't know. I couldn't even answer her.
Credit is power, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
Credit is power.
I know now.
Before we wrap up, we do this on every show. I would like for you to give our audience a takeaway, something that transpired within our discussion that you would like for them to kind of think about later on, take away, something that can, you know, resonate with them. What you got?
Mental health.
Yep.
Physical health. Spiritual health. Trying to embody it together.
Yeah. You know, can kind of work.
You know, yeah, work out if you can. Pray when you can. You know, meditate when you can.
That's a good one.
Meditate.
That's a good one.
Go in the room by yourself. And if anybody disturbs you, you tell them that this is how important it is for me not to be disturbed. It's 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, a mental break from the world.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, keep praying.
That has to happen.
Like, got to.
Prayer has to happen. That is non-negotiable. I think one thing that I would like for the audience to take away from this conversation that we had is to be more like attracted to what you want. Like attraction over distraction. Because the more you're attracted to something and the more you gravitate to it, you gonna love it, you gonna invest in it, so you're not even gonna have time for the distraction. Distraction won't even exist in your vocabulary because you so got your focus on it. You concrete on what you want.
And hey, what's that what Don used to say? Something of attraction. What is it? It's something of attraction. The law of attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. The law of attraction is exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, attracting the good things towards you.
Yeah. And sometimes.
And when you thinking that, yeah.
Good and bad going to happen. We know life is going to happen. Life going to be life, y'all. We get it. Welcome to the Team Group Podcast. But at the same time, you know, as long as God give us another day to get it right with breath in our body, we get more than one opportunity to get it together. But as long as you don't quit, as long as you stick to it, as long as you got a plan, you can never fail. Yeah. That's it, man. So I'm so happy that, you know, Mr. Ray Gret came to sit down and be a guest on the Team Cool Podcast show. If you ever want to come back, and next time I'll probably have a crew just jump on here with you, and y'all can have a whole little powwow situation.
I had a great time.
Yeah, man. So once again, it is your favorite host. I've had a good time. I got the Washington, D.C. native in the building with me today. Red Grant, he came to sit down, Team Crew Podcast show. I appreciate him for stopping by. The crew is in here. We having fun. We spreading knowledge. We giving you what y'all need to succeed. And on that note, we going to see y'all at the next one. All right? Peace.
Yeah. That was great.